So, feel this. Ask for more. Are you willing to receive more? Are you willing to allow for the possibility that change can happen just by being in this energetic? It is difficult for the mind because you have been told you have to work hard. Can you let go of that? Can you just relax and allow? Just feeling your own vibration. Nothing to do. Nothing to do. Feeling yourself in the body. Just allowing for the possibility that you are vast. That you can use your mind to change who you have thought you are. You can use your mind to change your biology. This Stargate work, these guides that are with you right now, are simply bringing an energy to you individually. For the guides know you intimately. They know you better than you know yourselves right now. And so an energy is going to be brought to you that can rebalance you. What does this mean? As you know, everything is energy. Everything is vibration. You have heard this. You know it on a mental level, and some of you know it on a much deeper level. But everything is vibration. And the physical body and your consciousness within can be in a beautiful alignment, functioning perfectly. But your society, your belief system that you have accepted from your parents and your schools, create an imbalance because they are not in alignment with your true nature. And so as you continue to live in out of balance situations, then slowly, slowly you become more unconscious, the body is affected, and imbalance in the body slowly creates dis-ease. But, beloved ones, all is vibration. Disease is an imbalance in your vibration. Mental, emotional, physical imbalance. These can be changed if everything is vibration by bringing a counterbalancing vibration. Then your system moves back very gently into perfection. The reason that we ask you to relax, the reason we ask you to go deep into relaxation, is because then slowly, slowly the mind gets a little stiller. It does not stop, but it does not get in the way quite so much. And there is a possibility that for just a moment, the mind is still. All it takes is just a moment of stillness, and you can allow the energies that are coming to you to bring back perfect balance. That is why around the world, people have experienced with the Stargate and with the Kryon work, healing happening. They don't do anything, but then they find the balance has happened. How? Because they were open to the possibility. They allowed themselves to relax, didn't argue about whether it is possible or not. That is why we say, we don't want you to believe this, because belief is just something in the mind. We invite you to be open to have an experience, because with an experience, it becomes your knowing. You know because you have lived it. And when you have started to live it, it is so much easier to move deeper into that experience. It is so much easier to invite the next level of experiencing. So first, balance within the body-mind system is necessary. Start moving towards that. And as you do, you will find that your vibration starts to rise. Your consciousness starts to rise. And as you heard in your morning, that affects the whole of the planet. But not only that, as your vibration rises, you begin to access the knowledge and wisdom that is held within, the dormant information, the dormant skills and abilities that are within you, that you have lived in previous lifetimes here on your earth. But from our perspective, even more important, you will begin to know where you have come from and what you bring from around the universe to share here. Can you allow for the possibility that these gathered here with you have come from many different places, living many different experiences, understanding many different beautiful things about reality? You all come here together a long time ago. You all put on these body suits so that you looked similar. You called yourself human, and you forgot it was meant to be. And since then, you have been mixing and merging and learning about this reality. And now, as we said earlier, it is time to remember. And because it is time, it will be so easy if you can allow it to be. Because it is time, the whole of the universe is supporting you. You have heard Kryon talking about the time capsules and how they are supporting the awakening. You have heard him talk about the energetics coming to the planet as we move through this vast universe. All these energies are combining to make it easier. Gaia herself, the Earth herself, is supporting you. Beloveds, it has never been easier. You gathered here, and tens of thousands around the world are changing reality. You know this on some level. You know this because you can feel it. When you gather together, you can feel something is happening. Why are you here? Because your inner guidance wanted you to be here. Yes, the mind comes up with all kinds of ideas. You are here because you are on the leading edge of awakening. You are normal, regular people waking up. And as you do this, as you raise your vibration, your consciousness, you touch those around you. It is not that you have to preach to them. Your vibration, your way of living, as it changes, people notice. People are touched. You talk to the cashier in the supermarket in a different way. You appreciate them. You love them. You love what they have done for you. It becomes a natural vibration. You love everyone. And they are touched by that. You are changing reality. A small, small part, perhaps, but there are so many of you now. And as each little raising of your vibration occurs, it becomes easier. It accelerates. And you have felt the acceleration that is happening on your earth. And you see the chaos and confusion that your planet is going through. Both the earth and humanity. It is temporary. It is throwing out the old. It is preparing you to bring in the new. The new you, but also new societies. New ways of living together. And you have heard in your morning talk about compassion growing. This is so fast, beloveds. The change is happening so fast. Yes, not nearly fast enough as you would like it to be. But patience is needed. Loving self is needed. Loving yourself as you are. Understanding that your journey has been difficult. Your awakening has been difficult in all kinds of ways. But, beloveds, you are making it easier for those who follow behind. You are raising the vibration so the difficulty is just a little bit less. And how do we know this? How do you know this? You know about the new children. You have seen the evolution of the children that are coming to your earth. They are coming with more and more awareness of who they are. They are bringing skills and abilities which they have not learned in this lifetime. They are remembering who they were before. Some of them even know the planet that they came from. So many, and we include some of you, as small children, look around and say, what am I doing here? I'm not meant to be here. This is not real. This is not what I wanted. Beloved, you have come to create that which you want, that which you understand is happening here. There are so many beautiful beings sharing skills and abilities. Can you allow for the possibility that you have much to share? You do not have to be a therapist. You do not have to lead groups. Your vibration is what you are sharing. Your love, your consciousness, your caring for others, your speaking your truth, living your truth. Such simple things, but they can change reality. They are changing reality. And you are doing beautifully. In these new energies, change can happen far more rapidly. Old techniques are not so effective. They need to change also. They need to adapt or simply be dropped and move on to something else. This Stargate structure, one aspect of it, have you been experiencing already? It's vibrational healing or vibrational balance. But with that balancing, all kinds of experiences can open. Indeed. And so, we invite you, on behalf of the whole universe, we invite you to ask. Ask for assistance to become more conscious. Ask, how can I rebalance? Ask, what do I need to know? Asking is so important because then the guides respond. Your very being here is an asking. And so, beloved ones, we love you and we bless you. We honor each and every one of you. And now, relax and enjoy the gift of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Alcazar and I say, we invite you to experience that which some of you believe is not even there. How can you possibly experience something that you say you don't have? Alcazar has explained it. You do have it. It is there. It is precious. It is in the Akash. It's even there from this lifetime. Call it a place, if you wish. A place that you can go, if you wish. Both mentally and emotionally and spiritually, a confluence of energy that's going to put you in the most peaceful place you've ever been. Do you think that that exists within you? This audience sits very close to what is called a national park. That which you call Yellowstone is vast. It's enormous. And it's pristine beyond belief. In this modern day and age, when you go there in your vehicle, don't you feel just a little out of place? When the trees tell you that they've been there in some form for thousands of years. That the rivers say the same. They look upon you and you look upon them. And you feel something. You feel something. I want to take you back. This is a history lesson. A history lesson that marries to the historian. For what they know of the indigenous of the area, literally, for hundreds, if not thousands of years, in its vastness, in its pristineness, the indigenous did not live in Yellowstone. And you have to ask, why would that be? It is very explainable. But their reaction to it is something I want to tell you about. There may have been dozens of civilizations, of tribes, that went through Yellowstone. The historians have said it's a thoroughfare. They didn't stop much. Not much. They didn't live there. They didn't settle there. For there was something really odd. And the indigenous noticed it immediately. In its vastness, in its pristineness, there were no animals. No animals. They looked upon the rivers and the streams, and there were no fish. This is not a place where they could live. Now, the explanation for this is correct. For in those days, the animals felt the altitude and could live in the plains. Today, it's more difficult, so there are animals there, but not then. And so suddenly you had an unbelievable, beautiful, pristine place. It was so quiet. Its ecology was so different than anything the indigenous knew. You couldn't hunt, you couldn't fish, but they felt the energy. What do you think they did with this? If you were in their shoes, so to speak, what would you do? What would you think? What would be your assessment of this? There is evidence that almost every single tribe saw this area as a pristine, sacred place where not even the animals could be, or even the fish could be. And so they made it the place of worship, of honor, of alignment, if you wish. And there is now evidence of many vision quests, places where they would stop and have ceremony. They considered it precious, beautiful, quiet, pristine, unusual. Even for them, it was elevated above any other pristine place they may have lived in or been in. Much evidence, they just passed through, and in the process of passing through, they stopped. And they captured what they could of the peace that is here, so they could move forward with it and carry that into the lands that they were going to. They felt that this beautiful land without animals or fish would actually speak to them so that they could go into their places where they normally habitat, and they would be stronger for it, understanding the animals and the earth for it, because of this magic place that you sit so close to. It's a metaphor I want to give you right now. Dear ones, every single human being has passed through their own Yellowstone. It's a place before the worry. Perhaps it's in your childhood, a time before fear and responsibility, perhaps. A time when you're a young adult, when you don't understand or realize what you're getting into. It's a time of peace, and you all have had it. Now, I want you to go there for a moment and think about that innocent time. The beauty of that, with no worries and no mortgages and no relationship problems and no health issues and no fear. And I want to tell you that that is not your past. That is in you. You all have that because it is etched in your memory. You had a lesson today in physics from the doctor, where he showed you where physics is starting to understand time reversal. You see how it may be built in to what you think is linear, and it's not. Is it possible that you could visit that place? If it is, if you think you can experience this yet again right now, I want you now to think of it doubling, even tripling, because the new energy on this planet is the wind at your back. What did you see on the stage today when the scientist was measuring coherence level of consciousness and thought with the graph on the screen? Did you see where a consciousness could actually snap into full coherence? And if you interviewed that scientist, how do you do it, dear? She would say, through compassion and love that I put upon myself and my consciousness. And she made a statement. I saw everyone in the room, and I love them all. I felt their love in return. I felt the compassion and the peace. Today, you saw this is not just wishful thinking. It's possible for you to experience something. Something we're starting to speak of that literally will change you. What would happen if you were able to go to this peaceful place, the ones that the indigenous probably sang songs about, probably had many, many stories about, a pristine place, elevated, where not even the animals and the fish could be because it was so sacred. Do you have one of those places? And the answer is yes. All of you, every single one. Do you have the strength and purpose of consciousness that would allow you to go to that place so pristine, so beautiful, where worry would not attack you, where your consciousness would not flip into that which you would call human nature, press and prod, make you afraid? Dear ones, this is the beginning of human evolution. Control over your thoughts, purpose, consciousness over health, consciousness over physics, consciousness even controlling itself, where you can go into every single cell. Make the decision for yourself. This is where I'm going today. I'm going to my own vision quest. A place high in the mountains in my own brain. It is so sacred that nothing is there but my spiritual core and the essence of who I am. A place so high that worries cannot climb up and get to me. A place so beautiful and inaccessible that no past event could ever crawl up and bother me. A place that is so pristine and so me that I can stay there, perched there, smiling and saying, thank you, God, that I am part of you. All of you can do it. This vision quest is no longer unattainable or difficult. It is now who you are. Alcazar and I say, we invite you to experience that which is experienceable. It's not out of reach. It's not out of touch. It's well within the purview of every single one of you in the room, without reading a book, without studying a process. It's you with you, and you are powerful and worthy of it all. What do you think of that? Is this just a channel? Or does it drip with truth? That's your decision, your perception. Dear ones, now you see why the excitement is so high with what you would call the guides, the angels, whatever you call them, with the channeler after channeler after channeler who gives you the same information in different words, talks about the elevation of dimensions in different words, says don't be confused by the numbers. It's a place of vibration. And it is new for human nature, but not for the old soul, because you've been there. You know what I'm talking about. You'll lead the way. Dear ones, when others see you snap into coherence, to be able to actually turn this on and off to this special place so you can go back to work differently, they're going to start asking you, how do you do it? Where do you get it? What's going on? And you're going to be able to turn to them and smile and say, it's already in you. And then you can start explaining how you've done it. It's going to change the world. That's what the 3 days is about. Is it possible that how you think and what you do is influential enough to change those around you who would never be in a meeting like this? Who are not interested in spiritual things, but are very interested in solving the earth's problem, peace for themselves and those around them? And the answer is yes. get on with it. And so it is.